Blog Talk Radio.
Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning. And oh yes, and Gloria Wells. Gloria Wells is our co-host, and she's in our chat room this morning. So I just want to say good morning. Hey, good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
How are you? I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm fine. You know, we had such a delightful conversation yesterday. I hope it about the butterfly effect. It was an odd title. I called it The Magician. Gary Zukav was calling it The Butterfly Effect. But the point is how we are responsible for our lives, that we are creating the experiences every day that we have, and really understanding the power that we have. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and take us into our morning prayer this morning so we can pick up on this discussion.
Okay. As we breathe in life because of you, Father. We thank you for circles of prosperity that it has been breathed life into, and that all the wonderful people who listen are parts of that divine circle. Let them be prosperous in every single aspect of their lives, in everything that they do and think and become. Let them gain knowledge with circles of prosperity. Let Cynthia be a holy instrument, a divine instrument, a sacred vessel for the Holy Spirit to speak through and to act on. I believe in that miracle. And I ask that all people now become prosperous, and they are anointed and blessed by hearing the words today from this divine teaching. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, Dr. Reggie, I have to turn your mic off because we're getting an echo. I just want to do a quick review. First of all, if you guys spent any time thinking about yesterday's lesson, and if you've read chapter 4 on the butterfly effect, or even chapter 5, I want you to press 1 on your telephone keypad. Not that we'll get to you very quickly, but I want to know that you have a comment or something to share, because it's about sharing. That's number 1. Number 2, if Lori is on the line, and if Karen is on the line, I need you to press 1, because Karen wants to connect with Lori. So, and I didn't know how to do that any other way. So I need to find you people later, okay? So I want to do a quick review. This is the key point from our lesson yesterday, and I'm just going to read it directly to you. Multisensory perception puts the butterfly effect, your choices and your creative power into context. Because instead of experiencing yourself as an insignificant, invisible, powerless individual struggling with a random and cruel world, you become aware of a different possibility. That you are a powerful, creative, compassionate, and loving spirit, but you're just acting like an insignificant, invisible, powerless individual. And in the process, you're creating painful consequences with your anger, and your jealousy and your rage and your fear and your vengefulness. You have a need to please or to dominate, experiences of superiority or inferiority, and obsessive, compulsive, and addictive behaviors that prevent you from this larger and healthier experience of yourself. And you create even more painful experiences because your choices do not go unnoticed any more than the movement of the butterfly's wings that went unnoticed. And on the other side of the world, a sunny day turned gray or a violent storm calmed. He is telling you, this is what I tell you. I say your words and your thoughts are your magic wand. Abracadabra, as I speak it, I create it. But the thought, before the thought, there's something else. Because the thought requires a formation of words. But before the thought, there's something else. And what is that? It's intention. It's an intention is a desire. There's a desire that wells up inside of you. And what Gary Zukav is telling you is to say, find out what is the true intention here for you. So I want to go back and reiterate something. I want to make sure that you understand that you are powerful, that you are creative. You have all of the power. Now, you may tell yourself that you don't, but in reality, you do. And as long as you're telling yourself that you don't, you're blaming everybody else and you're blaming all the situations around you for what's going on in your life. And this, unfortunately, for a lot of people, it is very, very hard to accept that they are creating these experiences. You know, there was Reggie was doing a class and trying to teach this concept, Dr. Reggie, and a young lady had been raped, and she said, I didn't create this rape. I didn't want that to come, you know, to experience that. And, of course, nobody's going to sit around and say, oh, I want to be raped. And, you know, in a class like that, you don't really have the time to delve into, you know, what's going on with a person. But somewhere inside of her, there was maybe the fear of being raped. The fear of walking alone at night or being somewhere, we don't know. But that fear, it is extremely powerful. And it goes out and it attracts to you an experience. And it may have been, you know, she may have been abused when she was younger, and that is deep-seated within her. And it attracts more abuse. Because we're talking about the law of attraction, which is like attracts like. That's why if you are experiencing something that you don't want in your life, you need to seek a higher thought. You don't want to continue to talk about, you know, what's going on in your life that you don't want, because you're giving it power. You are feeding it your creative energy. You're literally creating your monster. The more you talk about it, what does Dr. Reggie say? What you think about, you talk about, and what you talk about, you bring about. And the thing that's so magnificent about the universe is that it does not understand no. And the reason that's magnificent is because your wish is its command. I love the little we call them fairy tales, but they are huge secrets into the mysteries of the universe, and they're covered up in little kids' stories. I'm your genie. I will grant you three wishes. Your wish is my command. You speak it, and it gives it to you. So you have a genie. But what are you asking for? What are you creating? So let's he says, the butterfly effect refers to the influence of physical causes, small scale, on physical phenomena, large scale, and it illustrates the dramatic importance of initial conditions that are so small that they can easily be overlooked. Multisensory perception expands awareness beyond physical causes to non-physical causes as well. It reveals new realms to explore and use. For example, it allows you to experiment with the non-physical initial conditions in your life that are so easy to overlook. You may not have even considered them, but that are actually of huge importance. These are your intentions. Your intentions determine your experiences, whether or not you are aware of them. When you are not aware of them, the consequences they create will surprise you, and they will be painful. If you're... And we walk around with some very destructive thoughts, and they create painful experiences for us. He goes on to say that intention means different things to five sensory individuals than it does to a multisensory individual. If you're a five-sensory individual, you think of intentions in terms of, I've got to go get a new job. But the multi-sensory individuals go deeper. They ask, why do I intend to get a new job? Why? And they keep asking until they find their real reason. Their quest for the deepest why leads them to their actual intention. So that's pretty much where we left off yesterday. I was trying to roll back so that we could get to intention and really understand intention. He gave the example of two parents, two groups of parents that want to, or let's say two mothers that decide that they want to send their kids to college. And he ended by saying one is sent, wants to send her child to college because she's afraid of how she may be judged if she doesn't, by her family and by friends and everything. So she's sending her child to college because she's afraid of what will happen to her. The other mother is sending her kid to college because she wants to expose her to new experiences and new cultures. So one is sending the child to college out of fear. That's the intention. And one was sending the child to college out of love. I want to expand her consciousness. So what is the end result of that? He says, both parents set into motion the universal law of cause and effect, and the universal law of attraction. And therefore, they create consequences with their different intentions. The first parent will experience the pain of discovering that someone she loves is using her for his or her own well-being and will attract to her people with hidden agendas. But the second parent will experience the joy of being cared for without conditions and will draw to herself people who are concerned for her. Listen to that. Two laws come into play, the law of cause and effect and the law of universal, the universal law of attraction. The one that's in fear of being judged and therefore is doing something just because out of that fear, will experience the pain of discovering that someone she loves is using her because she's put that energy out there. She's basically using her child and to try to control her environment based on her fear. Do you get that? And so she's attracting to her now someone close to her who is going to use her for whatever they want. These are going to be people with a hidden agenda. She may not have recognized that that was her intention because she didn't pay any attention to her intention. And then all this drama creates. She creates all this drama. And then she has to work through all of that drama. All because she has a fear of what other people think about her. But the other parent is moving out of love. And all she's going to attract to her is more love. Do you see how important your intentions are? And let me tell you something. This can be fun because, and we'll talk about this a little later, we can take that intention and our understanding of intention, and we can begin to create new realities for ourselves, new experiences that work for us and not against us. And this requires practice, but it can be done. So the five sensory perception, these actions are identical to the five sensory perception. A parent sends a child to college. That's all a five sensory perception person will see. Oh, I'm putting my kid to school, in school. But without knowing the intention beneath the action, it is impossible to know the consequences that that action will create. And he gives this example. He says, when I first learned to ski, I would carry my skis on my shoulder with the short ends in front of me and the long ends with the tips behind. However, I soon learned how dangerous that was because I kept forgetting how the tips extended. And so when I turned, they swung around fast and then causing people to duck and lunge out of the way and consequently to complain. And not knowing your intentions is like carrying long skis on your shoulders into a china shop. And every time you turn, something behind you breaks, and you can't see what caused the damage. But you are responsible for it. You are the cause. I love that example. It's just so clear. You can see yourself with these skis in a china shop, just knocking things over and turning around and not knowing. That's how your intentions are when you don't know what your intention is. So, using your creative power without knowing your intentions is like driving a car with the windshield painted black. You travel, but you do not know where. You expect to arrive at a destination, but when you get out of the car or the car crashes into something, you discover that where you thought you were going and where you went are different. And if you need to please people, for example, you will be surprised, and probably have been many times, to discover that they eventually push you away. Because when your intention is to see a smile or to be appreciated in order to feel safe and valuable, you will always feel the pain of rejection when you see a frown instead, or your efforts are not appreciated. And understand, when you're trying to please others, that's seeking external power. That's not coming from your authentic power source, which is your soul. That's seeking external power. And what does he say about external power? It always leads to violence and destruction. It will always create pain. Look, the minute you see a frown instead of a smile, you start saying, oh, I'm a failure. Oh, you go into these negative things. It's destructive to your self-esteem. But you're pursuing the wrong source of power. He goes on to say, eventually or even immediately you will feel abused. Your compulsive efforts to please have a price. And when it is not paid, you become angry. You expect to arrive at appreciation, but instead you receive rejection and anger. And that's a very different destination. Wow. So most people drive with the windshield painted black. Here's an example. The husband who provides his wife with a home and security, and then he becomes angry when she does not provide him comfort and sex on demand. And then he says, remember his friend who had the dog that ran away? Like my friend who thought he loved his dog, but became enraged when it failed to meet his expectation. He had a hidden agenda here. The husband reached a different destination. It was frustration, anger, and pain than the one he anticipated, which was domestic bliss. I ask you this morning, do you have any hidden agendas? You know, I used to tell people, I didn't call it a hidden agenda. I said, you know what? You have a script. It's a whole play written here of how things are going to go and what the husband is going to say and what you're going to say. And, oh, you have the whole script. But you didn't bother to give the script to the other person. They're not working with your script. It's the same thing. So you've got the scene all played out and figured out, but they don't have your script, and they're going on a whole nother script. And you know what? That's the beginning of how relationships, and that doesn't matter what relationships, but in particular, if you are married, that's when communication fails. Both of you have to be on the same script. And it takes time for you to, and communication, for you, the two of you, to develop the script together. No hidden agendas. If you think your windshield is clear, ask yourself how many times you have felt angry or at least miffed when someone dismissed a gift that you gave or threw it away. Oh, another sweater. I already got one, and I know I don't like brown. See, those experiences always signal the presence of an intention that you were not aware of. One that is different from the intention you thought you held. So there's a common misconception that the healthiest intention is to feel good. I just want to feel good. And there's a line in a play that I did, and the guy says, he's telling the it's a relationship, and they're battling back and forth, the man and the woman. And he says he's been cheating on her, and he says, she makes me feel like a man. And the woman says, feel like? You know, you need to be a man. So here's what he's saying. You want to feel good. He says the addict in any alley injects heroin because it makes him feel good, but it's not making him healthy or even getting him out of the alley. And the alcoholic who's just stopped drinking is in excruciating pain, but he is becoming healthy. The healthy intention is never to pursue external power. Intending to get attention, for example, with a fast or opulent car, a gorgeous spouse, or a beautiful home, or expensive jewelry, the ideal life, or anything else, Because you feel inadequate and invisible and powerless without it will not take you where you want to go when your destination is a life of more meaning and less emptiness and more joy and less pain and more love and less fear. That life is the potential. And also the evolutionary requirement of the multisensory human. And all humans are becoming multisensory, or at least they soon will be. So the causal connections between us are more than physical. We influence one another and all the life of our choices of intention. And with our choices of intention, we transform our experiences from fear to love, or not, and our world from brutal to what? Compassionate. We are each ultimately responsible for the well-being of all that is. Because the pursuit of external power is the set of initial conditions that always creates harsh weather. It always creates pain. And the more we think of ourselves as invisible and powerless, the more we wield our creative power irresponsibly. And therefore, we're creating painful consequences. The more we blame others for our experiences, the more we envy them or rage at them or ourselves, the more painful the consequences that we create. The emergence of multisensory perception is a dawn unlike any before. Being aware of your personal power. Whew. That's an awakening. And the rising sun is illuminating a new set of initial conditions that always and everywhere creates the best of all weather. Understanding your intention. I want to share with you something from Abraham Hicks. Abraham through Esther and Jerry Hicks. It's a channeled work, and it's called The Amazing Power of Deliberate Intent. And the subtitle on this is Living the Art of Allowing. But I just thought this was so magnificent. They say here, let's see where I wanted to start here. While creation is certainly about outcomes or the manifestation of wanted things, experiences, and conditions, it is really more about the process of creation. In other words, it is wonderful to attract and therefore possess a beautiful new vehicle. But life is really about the process of doing so. Life is really about beginning to feel the slight tugging of dissatisfaction with your current vehicle, and then feeling the gentle process of clarifying personal preferences regarding something different. And then aligning with the idea and details of the desired vehicle. And then consciously witnessing the movement of forces and situations to accommodate the acquisition. So life is really about the ongoing, never-ending refocusing from each new vantage point. Life is always flowing to you and through you. But for you to have conscious, deliberate awareness of it is the ultimate in truly living. And so accomplishing an end result of manifestation, consciously managing and maintaining your vibrational balance, is deliberate living. And it is really what we call living the art of allowing. But what they're saying is knowing your intention, because intention is the beginning of creation. Knowing that, and once you understand that, then here's the process that they're laying out. First you're driving a car. I can really relate to this because this is where I am right now. You're driving a car, and the car has serviced you well for many, many years, but you hear the clinks and the clanks that you never heard before, and like, okay, the car is old. It needs some love. It needs some attention. But, you know, really and truthfully, I've had this car for a long time, and these clinks and these clanks and the repair bills and everything, I'm not happy with it anymore. It's just a little fleeting thing. It's something tugging inside of you saying, you know, I've gone far enough as I can with this car. That's what they define as the slight tugging of dissatisfaction. That's the birth. Okay? And then you feel a gentle process of clarifying personal preferences regarding something different. So what happens? The imagination, there's this desire of, I'm ready to receive something else. I'm not quite happy with this car. And then you start thinking, well, what do I want? Ooh. And then you maybe start looking at cars on the freeway. This is what I do. Ooh, that's a nice car. Ooh, that's a nice car. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, I love the color on that one. Oh, I think I want this kind of car. I want that kind of. I drive Dr. Reggie crazy. He says you need to make up what you really want in order to manifest it. But guess what? I'm enjoying this process. Because at this point, and this is how you guys have to think about everything. At this point, every car out there is a possibility for me. And that's how life is. There is no lack. There is no limitation. There is a whole field of possibilities. You get to choose. So I'm going through right now and saying, okay, which one resonates with me? Which one really gives me joy? Which one makes me feel good? Which one am I excited about? And you can do this with any aspect of your life. But there's no lack. No limitation, just choices that you get to make, okay? And eventually what happens? You start aligning with the idea and the details of the desired vehicle, your desired choice. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm still playing in the field. And then what happens? You consciously start, once you figured out what it is that you want, you consciously begin to witness the movement of forces, equal and meaning energy, the movement of energy and situations to accommodate that acquisition. We work too hard at trying to manifest things. The secret to manifestation is a clear intention. And you stay focused on the end result. And let the universe bring it to you. You magnetize it to you using that law of attraction. But if you're sitting here worried about making a car note, or worried about how much money you have to put down, or trying to figure out where you're going to get the money to put down on, you are interfering with the natural laws of the universe. And the underlying intention there has to be some fear somewhere. And I love how they say this, because life is really about the ongoing, never-ending refocusing from each new vantage point. Life is always flowing to you and through you. In other words, the ability to create is always within you, and you're doing it all the time. But the secret now is to do it consciously, to be aware and deliberately. And I really hope that I've gotten that across to you today on how important your intention is in that creative process. I'm going to open the lines right now very quickly. Good morning, 2968. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who is this? Is this Karen?
This is Karen. Hi, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. Can you hear me okay?
Okay, yes, I can hear you good.
Lori was on the line yesterday. I don't know if she's on the line today. Lori, if you're on the line, press 1. But I do know that you wanted to reach out to her.
Yes, I wanted to give her my number. I had listened to her the other day, so
all right.
I wanted to be able to connect with me.
Okay. So if Lori listens to, if Lori is on the line, I'm not getting a press one here, or if she listens to this archive, please call me at 800-401-8129, press option 1, and I will give you Gwen's number that wants to reach out to you. Did you enjoy the lesson today, Gwen? I mean, hello?
Karen.
Karen, I'm sorry, Karen. Uh-huh. Did you enjoy? You're breaking up.
Breaking up.
We have a bad connection.
Wait a minute. Let me try something.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this better?
Yes, much better.
Much better. Yes. I enjoyed it, but then I always do. And in particular, I appreciated, you know, just going over the butterfly effect and then understanding intentions are everything. And hopefully, you know, I'm manifesting that and working on it all the time. So thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else with a comment or question this morning? You know, Dr. Reggie, intention plays such an important role in the creative process. I was thinking that I know that you do a class on intention and deliberate intention, and you think
and deliberate creation.
Deliberate creation. I'm sorry.
Because you're okay. Your intention is a directive, and it's given to the universe as almost as an order. Because you were born with that power as a human to magnetize, direct, and process this energy out of your very being. And when you do, it comes out to the universe, goes out, and comes back. When it comes back in that wonderful circle, it's concretized in human form or whatever form you give it when it comes back to you. And it's your consequence or your desire being granted. So, yes, I'd love to do that. That'd be great.
I think you should. Should. Listen, I will send an email out to you guys letting you know when he's going to teach that class because he's an extremely dynamic teacher and intention is so important. And once you get it and the tools that he gives you and the exercises that he gives you, there are things that you can take with you for the rest of your life and it will move you in the direction of deliberately creating a wonderful experience. Every experience is joyful for you. So when you get that email, I really encourage you to sign up for the class. Hold on, I have someone else. 0705, you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Peggy.
Hi, Peggy.
How are you?
I'm fine.
This is my first time listening. My daughter called me this morning and told me to listen. And I am really appreciative of her requesting that I listen. I listened intently. That means to me that I was not only hearing you, but I was thinking about everything you said. And I started listening with doubt. But then as I continued to listen, the doubt was being removed and I was beginning to accept what you were saying and really see how it made sense. So I will first want to thank my daughter for allowing me to have this opportunity to listen by giving me this number. Wow. And I would like to know who the he is you continue to refer to and the classes, because I didn't get that.
Okay. All right. Gary Zukav is, well, first of all, we're doing a book study of spiritual partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. And the author is Gary Zukav. So I may have been
Zukav. Okay.
All right. So that's number one. The second is Dr. Reggie is my husband and co-host and a spiritual teacher. And a master. Many of his students will tell you he is truly a master. He is the teacher of the classes. And so if I said he, I was referring to Dr. Reggie as well. And he is planning, he does a class on deliberate intention and understanding intention and your creative power. And he's planning on doing another one. So I will be sending an email out. What is your name?
Peggy Jackson.
Peggy Jackson. Peggy, is it possible that I can call you offline?
Is it possible that you can do what?
That I can give you a call later.
Sure.
Okay, and I'll get your information. And you also can sign up for our newsletter so that you can get the email on the class. If you go to my website, circlesofprosperity.org and sign
Circle
up.
Of Prosperity. What else?
.org. And it circles with an S.
Circle with a what?
S. It circles.
Okay. Circle of Prosperity. .org.
Right.
There, you said something with a S?
Circles. More than one circle. Plural.
Circles.
Yes.
C-I-R-C-L-E-S.
Yes. Circles.
Of prosperity.org.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for beautiful spirits that have joined us this morning. And bless Peggy. I love her energy, and I bless everyone who's called in. And I thank you for giving each one of us power at birth, at conception, from our mothers. We're born as living souls onto this landscape. Sometimes we fall into the pitfall of not knowing who we really are. Let us grow and be uplifted, and let us evolve, because now everything is evolving, and let us be aware of it. Let's be aware of our divinity. Let's be aware of love and wisdom, no matter where we are, what we do, and that when we doubt or fear, it is a prayer that's launched in reverse. It does not serve us to have any fear or any doubt. Our magic wand is our minds and our thoughts and our actions. Let them always be with love, understanding, and wisdom. As we sign out, I believe it is so, and so it is.